You are listening to Real World News. 11 journalists murdered in Honduras during dictatorial regime. Honduran journalist Hector Francisco Medina had left work at the TV channel Omega Vision and was a few meters from his home in Morazan municipality in Yuri department when he was approached by two unknown men who shot and killed him. This is one of 11 murders of journalists registered since the coup d'etat was staged in June of 2009 that put Porfirio Lobo in the presidency. International human rights agencies demand the regime to clarify these crimes, but impunity continues. All the cases were preceded by death threats that were reported, but the authorities failed to act. Medina had received phone threats as a result of investigations linked with irregularities in Morazan municipality and with conflicts over land involving cattle ranchers of the area. The vice chair of the Journalist Guild of Honduras, José Santos Galvez, told Red Morazánica de Información, despite the reports and the complaint filed before the authorities, nothing was ever done and they finally murdered Medina, said Galvez. International organizations such as the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights condemned the murder of Francisco Medina and asked Lobo's administration to investigate the murder diligently and thoroughly. The human rights violations are a common practice under the Honduran dictatorial regime. On Saturday, May the 14th, the Front of Resistance of Colón Department reported the murder of Pablo Lemus of the Awan Peasant Movement in a press release. The document published on the website of the National Front of Popular Resistance, or FNRP, says the ones responsible for the systematic harassment, persecution, kidnapping, and murder of peasants in Awan are members of the security forces of landowners Reynaldo Canales, René Morales, and Miguel Facusé. Besides Lemus' death, the press release exposes the recent kidnapping of peasant Alejandro Gomez, who managed to save his life, claiming that he was not a peasant but a worker of a nearby estate. Gomez was brutally tortured and left somewhere in the area, reported the Front of Resistance of Colón.
You are listening to Real World News.